107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, look who's dropped by. It's Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way, Perth Huron. Ryan, it's good to see you.
You too, Jamie. It's been a little while since I've been in studio here. We were just saying that.
It has been a while. So wonderful to have you here. And the campaign has kicked off. We had the Stratford kickoff a while back, and you were at the Listowel kickoff. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So we have six campaign kickoffs across the region, and two happened to be at the same time this year, just based on local volunteers and timing and things. But we were grateful that we had a great day there too. You know, other than the Wasps, they seem to be in both locations.
Fair enough.
They were enjoying the lunch with everybody.
But it was a great day for all the kickoffs and the big announcement of the campaign goal, too.
That's right. Yeah, we were very excited to launch this year's campaign at $2.508 548 million. It's a big jump, a couple hundred thousand dollars more than last year, so that we can keep up with inflation, really, is the big issue this year.
And a lot of demand, a lot of needs. But we've got good news so far already. I shouldn't say so far. We've got good news already with the campaign.
Yeah, we're already doing well. We're at 15% or 380,000, just over that mark. And so that's great news. We're so grateful. I mean, this community is incredibly generous. We see it year in and year out. And so we're so thankful for people who have already committed early to the campaign.
Fantastic. So again, it's perthhuron.unitedway.ca, or you can call the offices at 519-271-7730 for more details. And again, let's get this campaign rolling for sure. Let's talk about Youth in Action grants still available.
Yeah, this is the time of year for youth to apply for Youth in Action grants. So we're really excited to announce that youth have an opportunity to receive up to $1,000 for a project that is aimed at helping the community in some significant way. So it's pretty wide open, actually. As long as the youth have a good idea, we're happy to fund that project. And so grants up to $1,000, application deadline is October the 13th, and youth need to be between the ages of 14 and 25, and they need an adult trustee to be working with them. So could be a teacher, it could be somebody at a social service agency or an organization in town that helps you along the way, but we're pretty excited to get that going again this year.
Yeah, that's just a great idea, Youth in Action grants, again with United Way Perth Huron. We should let folks know the Stratford Festival season is winding down. We chat with Ann Swordfeger weekday mornings here at the radio station, but still a chance to get in on some great deals to help out a great cause.
That's right, yeah. So the Stratford Festival is such a great partner with the United Way, and one of the things they do is provide a ticket deal, and so you can head to our website at any point in time and you can get tickets for plays at $45 or musicals at $55, and then $15 from every ticket goes to the United Way. And so we're so grateful for that partnership, and why not enjoy some more plays, maybe see one for a second time.
Yeah, and there's what a stellar season this has been with Stratford Festival.
Yeah, it's been excellent for sure.
Oh my goodness. And again, lots happening with United Way Perth Huron. Let's talk about the campaign in terms of, you've mentioned the campaign goal. What is top of mind in terms of the need with the United Way Perth Huron campaign for you, Ryan?
Yeah, for sure. Well, this year, the theme that we've been talking about at all our campaign kickoffs is really around inflation. I mean, it's the thing that everyone knows, right? Whether it's when you go to the grocery store or the gas station, every person in our community is feeling inflation. Now, imagine if you're someone who's living with lower income in the first place, and inflation hits you that much harder. So if you haven't got the money in the first place to pay for your bills, well, you've got even less now. And so we know that more people are lining up for services in the community because of that reality. They're reaching out to us. They're saying, I don't know where to turn. And so we're trying to make sure this year that we can continue the Urgent Need Fund so that it can be there for emergency needs for people in the community as one of the things we're doing with the campaign. So that's the place you can call if you're struggling to pay a bill. Maybe your car broke down and you're a lower income person. Feel free to call 211 and they will get you to that service, and hopefully we can help you with your situation.
And I know the Stratford Connection Center, of course, it continues as well.
Yeah, and sadly we're seeing increases in homelessness again. We were down a little bit in the spring, but it's rebounding, and more people, I think, you know, as they try to figure out where to live, are faced against that choice, right? And so there's lots of reasons why people end up homeless. That's a complicated conversation, but certainly part of it is the cost of living, and we know that the challenge is great for people, and they don't really have anywhere to turn. You know, there's no apartments available or very few, and the city's doing everything it can. People are working very hard at various organizations, but it's incredible, you know, what's happening across Canada really with this issue. So the Connection Center is there in the meantime to provide those basic needs, you know, whether that's a shower or food, you know, on a daily basis, and more importantly, to help people with getting document ready and helping them to add themselves to lists to get on the housing wait list and that kind of thing. And so we're really working hard.
It's been so nice to have the Stratford Connection Center in Stratford, to have something like that here.
For sure. And it just makes sure that the services are right there and available. Yeah. And we are seeing people housed every month through the efforts of the Connection Center and other programs. You know, there's probably 10 people or so on average a month that actually are housed, which is amazing. The problem is there's 12 or 13 that become unhoused. And mm-hmm. so here's the challenge that we face as a community.
It's about challenges, but we as a community always step up and face those challenges together. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.com. Is the website. And again, Stratford Festival tickets to benefit United Way still available. And we've got more concerts coming up. We've got Classic Troubadours Live coming up in November. And you can also help out at the till at LCBO too.
Yeah, yeah. Right now. Yeah, that's a great place to go. And you can give $5, $10, or $15 at the till when you go there, which is fantastic. You can also say thank you to the person at the other end of the till for doing it. It's not an easy thing to ask. And so we're giving a big shout out to all those LCBO workers. Thank you so much for helping us, helping the United Way raise thousands of dollars for our great cause.
Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Thanks again, Ryan. Always a pleasure chatting.
Great to be here.